James Barker Band, you are now part of the elite at the Grand Ole Opry. You had your debut just a few days ago. Are you still feeling the buzz of that?
I think it's honestly just finally started to sink in. It was like so surreal, that first little bit. Like, you don't even, I swear we blacked out when we were on stage. And yeah, it was honestly just surreal. It's such an honor to have been there. Obviously, so many legends have played that stage, but to be there the same night as Jimmy Johnson, who's a legend of country music, Asleep at the Wheel, another batch of legends, and then Leahy Wilson also. It was just unbelievable, honestly.
Now, had you been there before, like just as a regular audience member, or was it the first time in the building?
No, I've been there. I'd actually been there like at least a handful of times to just see the Opry, just as like a fan. So to be on the other side of it was pretty crazy.
I have to ask, this is a question that I always think of in those places. Is the washroom nice? Like, is it really nice?
They are actually spectacular right? Washrooms in that place. It's very clean, but still kind of rustic feeling, you know?
Well, that's good to know. And it's good to know they keep a little rustic in the bathroom.
Nothing like a rustic bathroom to get you ready for the show.
So you guys, man, what a stellar year you're having. You got yourself a Juno nomination for Album of the Year ahead of our time. How does that feel as a Canadian artist to get that kind of recognition? Because that's kind of like our top music awards, right, in this country.
Yeah, it is. It's right at the top. I mean, it's the number one honor in Canadian music. It just feels great. I mean, we've been nominated twice before and won once. It just feels good to know that what we're doing is, you know, is connecting with people. I think that's the biggest thing. We just make music that we love, and we're just glad other people seem to like it too. I mean, we're just four, like, middle-class working kind of dudes, come from middle-class families, hanging out and drinking beer, and we just kind of write songs from that perspective, and thankfully, there's a lot of people who are kind of living that same kind of life.
Well, we're getting quite excited for March 8th, OLG stage at Falls View Casino with the Recklaws. You guys are fast friends and toured together before. How excited are you for that show?
We're so fired up. I mean, it's been a while since we've been down there, too. And so, and we've had some wild nights down there before. We're going to try and keep it. We're going to have a great show, but we're going to keep it tame after the fact. We used to play bars down there all the time.
Would you guys want to get back to those bars in Niagara and do a kind of a nice, small, intimate show? Would that be fun?
That would be a lot of fun. I mean, we've done a few of those things. We do quite a bit of that down here in Nashville just because there's so many little events and stuff. And it's so much fun. I feel like because when you have big shows like we're doing at Falls View, you know, you've got your whole crew and the production and the lights, and, you know, there's just a lot of pressure that goes along with that, right? Like, there's a lot of anticipation and there's a lot of money and everything involved. Mm-hmm. And so just going back and being like, let's just stand up there, just plug our guitars into amps and just call songs as they go. I mean, that's how we started, and just going back to that is so much fun.
You mentioned you played here in Niagara before. Anything special you'd like to do when you return?
Oh, man, I don't know. I feel like there's maybe some ghosts we got to hide from, but we've got a couple of our crew guys that are from Nashville that have never actually seen the falls.
Wow.
So it might be cool to go do that. I mean, us being from Ontario, I feel like we grew up like going every summer, you know what I mean, to see the falls, but cool for the American folks who haven't.
Well, it's always cool to kind of see someone's reaction to that spectacular sight, right?
No, 100%. It's mind-blowing because obviously you see pictures and videos and stuff, but until you're standing right there and just see how like gargantuous it is, right? It's like, it's just mind-blowing. And it's like one of those things that makes you feel small, and it's also kind of terrifying.
Yeah. Indeed it is. Falls View Casino, this is a place where people go to gamble. Are you a slot machine guy, or would you be at a table?
Nah, I'm a table guy.
Yeah.
I'm a table guy. I'm a roulette guy. I mean, I don't get too hard into it. Connor, 100%, will spend a good hour while we're there, probably after the show,
yeah.
If not the night before, at the roulette table. And Bobby, we have to not allow in the casino because he will not leave. I shouldn't even say this, but there's been a couple shows where we had to go track down Bobby because we were playing a casino and he was in there and we couldn't peel him away from the table. So if something happens before the show, you know what happens.
Well, the table's hot, man. You got to stay, right?
Honestly, that's exactly right.
Well, we're all so jazzed to have you and the Recklaws in Niagara, March 8th, OLG stage at Falls View Casino. James Barker of the James Barker Band, a real pleasure. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you on March 8th.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Thanks so much.